Well, we now come to the most exciting part of the evening, the Community Spirit Awards 2018, which will be organised by Councillor Wilkin.
I love that, organised by me, presented by me.
And I mean, Community Spirit Awards, it's a funny thing actually, because a year or two back when I was delivering leaflets in the village, someone on Mason's Drive had a doormat. And on the doormat it said, "Oh no, not you again." I thought, I haven't been here for a while, but they must have known I was coming. I wonder whether they slipped it out as they saw me walking up the driveway. But it just reminds me of community events and projects, things that are being done by people. And it is often the same people, you know, who organise these things. You can always rely on them. You know, the opening of this, there they are, they're always there. That they are your community linchpins, they're the ones that keep a village and a community together, because you can always rely on them. And most of the time it's all volunteer, it's all their own time, and they do a lot of their stuff in their own time, they do a lot of stuff at home to make sure that different projects, whatever they're involved with, come to fruition. So they're the unsung heroes of any community. And a lot of people who will turn up on the day, there's a lot of people behind the scenes who do the work and do not get the recognition. And that's the reason for this award having come last year and again this year. So we have had some nominations. One of our first nominations was Derek and Kim Woodbine. They've been nominated for their services to Necton Sports and Social Club. This couple have dedicated a considerable amount of their time and efforts over three decades to the running of this much appreciated facility of the community, having served many functions following christenings, weddings, funerals, birthdays, fetes, music festivals and outside bars, as well as regular service to footballers and cricketers. In fact, at times I'm sure they both consider it to be their second home. Bernard Bell has been nominated for his tireless work and fundraising efforts for the Old Village Hall Committee, including the children's playground and fitness area. As well as this, he spent many of his hours in the past doing repairs and maintenance, digging, weeding, planting trees, maintaining the car park, on top of taking bookings, opening and setting up, and then clearing up and locking up, and being treasurer and secretary. Bernard is not well at the moment, and I'm sure you will all share my sentiments of sending him our wishes for a speedy recovery. Jill Luongo. Now, Jill's nomination is best summed up direct from her nominee, who states, "Her support for all things Necton. Whatever it is, she's always there." It would probably take less time to tell you what she wasn't involved in, but some of the more prevalent things were Necton players, yes there was a Necton players, arranging Christmas parties, collecting for gifts for the over 65s, constantly touring the village seeking out raffle prizes or tombola prizes for her village fete stall, an active member of the NRCC and the Silver Threads, and has also on many occasions commandeered family members for these. And it's not written down. I haven't had a chance to say to Jill how sorry I was to hear of the loss of her husband. I had last year I had a wedding to do, and half the family were Italian, and I wanted to give them a toast in Italian, and there's only one guy in this village I knew at the time that could help me. So I went round. He was overjoyed that I would want to sit and speak some Italian with him, and he encountered a lot of his life story to me. Jill left us and went, and I had a fabulous afternoon with him, and it was really, really good fun. And it's one of those things when people say, "Oh, you go and visit someone," and they tell you their life story and stuff like that. There's loads of people in this village, and I would say to anyone, just go and say hello to your neighbour and have a cup of tea and have a chat with them. You'll be surprised what you discover. And he was telling me about times when he had a little Mini and he drove all the way back to Italy with the kids in and all sorts of things like that. Showed me photos of his families all the way back. And it was a very, very interesting afternoon and a sad loss for everyone in this village. That's not written down, by the way. Tony and Jenny Smedley. Now, this couple have been nominated for their massive efforts for the NSAG, Necton Substation Action Group. When faced with a David and Goliath situation, In modern times, it's quite easy for us to imagine what David would have thought as he got up on that fateful morning. He would have probably said sod it and gone back to bed. But not these two, who have always strove for the truth to ensure the community is informed and educated of the project of the industrialisation of our countryside, along with motivating members of the community and surrounding villagers to show support in numbers, and their hard work has not gone unnoticed in many quarters. Of all the nominations, this one was that read more like a timetable for a protest march than a nomination. Oh, and by the way, I don't need to tell you, David actually won that particular battle, so let's see. And finally, Georgie Bell. She's been nominated for her many, many years of dedication to the Merle Body Centre in Swaffham. Georgie is manager of this absolute lifeline for sections of our community, providing a hot meal, daycare and entertainment for older people suffering from dementia and mental health issues, some Necton residents included. Georgie has lived in Necton for years, raising her family here, and has always been an active supporter of anything, and to not only help the village but fundraising for many worthwhile causes. The only thing to add is that she is driven by a passion to always help others. This is such a commendable quality, and if only a handful of today's society could adopt this attitude, the world would be a far nicer place for us all to live. So, I'm going to ask my delightful assistant, because what has happened is we've got, in fact, they're all winners, but we've got two that have come highlighted above, and the other three are there with them, but two have moved forward on that. But like I say, please, they're all winners, and this will run next year, so make sure nominations are in for people who you feel need highlighting. And can I have one of our winners? One of our winners tonight, who was going to be receiving their award framed, is Jenny and Tony Smedley. Okay, well, our other one that we've got awarded here is Bernard Bell. Now, obviously, Bernard Bell's not here, as I've already mentioned, but thank you. Thank you. And we have our other three here. We have Derek and Kim Woodbine, who are not here. They're on a cruise. I know that for a fact. But they said, yeah, give them a clap. Come on. Yeah, they just about heard that. Well done. They're probably having a drink to you all at this moment. Georgie Bell. Come on, Georgie. Up you come. That's what it is. I'll try. I'll get my name. You stay here. And, of course, Jill Luongo. Come on, Jill.
Here.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Okay, we'll take that. Okay. Come and stand here. Are we? Here we go. Thank you very much, everyone, and a thanks go to all those who actually nominated these people, who obviously realise all the hard work and effort that they put in for us all to enjoy the various things that they put forward. Thank you.